Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First of all, McGee, let's get an update on Noah Syndergaard. You don't really know a lot now, but he's gone for an MRI.
Yeah, he's in the MRI tube as we speak, so we'll get better info later. But it looks like he's definitely going to go to the IL. Mm-hmm. We're going to activate Robbie Cano in his place and kind of go from there.
You need a pitcher Thursday. Irvin Santana, veteran pitcher, pitches today at AAA. He's been down in St. Lucie. I think he was in three games there. It doesn't line up exactly, but is he a possibility?
You know, I think everybody's a possibility at this point. We have options, and we're going to, you know, sit down probably after the game today and weigh all those options and see where, one of those guys fits in. We have options that are actually in our bullpen right now as we speak, and we can go down and grab somebody from the minor leagues if we need to.
Robbie Cano is in the lineup today. He's hitting in the fifth spot, normally the three spot or whatever. Did you talk to him beforehand, or did you just put the lineup out there?
Yeah, no, I talked to him and explained to him what we're trying to do. Our lineup's a little bit of a unique one today, yeah. Without Rosie, without McNeil. I thought that Dom Smith leading off made some sense, and where did Cano fit into that? It looked like fifth was probably the best spot, him coming off the IL, trying to get him going, getting protected by those four guys in front of him so he can get some pitches to swing at.
You've been careful with guys coming back like McNeil, giving him extra rest. Same thing go with Robbie at this point, too?
Yeah, I think we'll have a good plan set up so we can keep him as healthy as possible. You know, injuries can happen. You can't prevent them all, but we can be diligent in how we rest and recover these guys, and we'll continue to do that, and especially with Robbie at this point coming off the IL.
You were correct in your analysis last night about Jeff McNeil, because he hasn't stopped talking about the throw. Roberto Clemente, Vladimir Guerrero, etc. You kind of knew that was going to happen.
It's always going to happen. He can throw. You've got to give it to the guy. He stepped up in a pressure spot and made the perfect throw, so we're glad he did, and I'll be happy to hear about as much as possible if he wants to keep on throwing guys out.
I was going to ask you what was running through your mind at 8-3, and then all of a sudden you're watching a ball that may fall in as a bloop and possible tie game. What's running through your head there on the dugout?
Yeah, you know what? We try to think of every scenario. So we're obviously holding the guy on first. This guy is a pitcher, but he stole a bag a week ago, I think. So, you know, we were trying to be diligent about that. The situations were going through my mind. What is the one situation? You know, it was like, man, you know, it's going to be hard for this guy to score from first, so let's keep him there. Let's hold him close. And then the one ball, the one situation happened that he was almost able to score on, and luckily we made a great throw.
No question. Gesellman pitched last night, but he had a bad back the day before, but he's fine now?
Yeah, he was great. You know, he got some treatment. He saw the PT, got it kind of straightened out. It was something that just a little bit of an adjustment helped him out tremendously. He feels fine.
And Diaz pitched a lot here, but he's good to go?
We'll see if he's good to go today. We'll let him play catch and kind of feel his pulse and get his temperature on that. But you know what? He's a guy that can go out there multiple days in a row. He's been three in a row. We have to, you know, think about rest and recovery. We want this guy for the long haul, so we'll have a decision to make.
You have to play this game before you hit the road, but you know what's ahead. 11 games, 11 days, and tough games too, so I'm sure you'd like to get this one to hit the road.
Yeah, let's get out there, split the series, continue to play good baseball, put ourselves in a situation where we're up late, which we have all three of these games. Let's lock it down and get on the road and start playing some of our division opponents.
Good luck today, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.